more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular everyday working class.
People like me.
They get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
And salutations, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:22, but in black people time, that's about 5 o'clock. You're tuned into morelikeradio.com/live, which can only mean one thing, that today is Tuesday, that it's the 9th, that this is my time now, and I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world. Gotta keep that on the low nowadays. Mr. Part-time? I don't know. I don't even know anymore. Can't call myself Mr. No Days Off. I got to get another job. I got to. It's just not working out for me. But still and officially the King of Kings, Sir Darkseid, a.k.a. Johnny Five, or Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkseid. Doesn't really matter how you want to say it. And we are about it here on My Time Now. Really disappointed. Max Starr just released a new track. A remix to his real hip-hop. Disappointed for two reasons. It's not in the inbox, Mr. Star. So what's up with that? Okay. What's up with that? And it's a track titled Real Hip-Hop, but it don't have your master of ceremonies on it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. But I have heard the project. It's amazing. From beginning to end, it's rare that you hear an indie, because I feel like he's a little below indie, and I'm not saying that as an insult, but I just mean, like, you know, when I think of Tech N9ne, that's indie to me. Tech N9ne does a remix, it's like, okay, cool. I hear a lot of these indie guys, these no-label guys, and they do a remix to something of their own shit, and it's just, it's terrible. So I halfway expected this to be terrible, and it's not at all. It's actually worlds better than the original, and as you guys all know, the original, I've played it here, and I fucking love it. In fact, I was going to start with Bout It, but you know, we're going to start with that. We're going to get it started with Real Hip Hop by Max Starr, the original. You know, man, you know, whenever you feel, Mr. Starr, whenever you feel like sending us the remix, we will be more than happy to play it. We're going to start off with Real Hip Hop a little bit later, but yeah, man, some crazy shit. Crazy. What's going on in the movies these days? Nothing. I don't know. Haven't seen anything. Just got Guardians of the Galaxy on Blu-ray today, so I am super excited about that. That's just going to be just awesome. It's going to be the first Blu-ray movie. First Blu-ray movie ever. And I don't know. I'm just going to talk about some other miscellaneous shit. I'm going to try not to go in on the morons on the road. I mean, the road is just full of just dumbasses, you know? Just terrible, terrible people in vehicles driving around stupidly without any type of clue whatsoever. So that's the thing that's happening. But Mac Star, Real Hip Hop, let's get it going. My Time Now, More Like Radio.com. We here now, okay? We here.
You constipated. I'm the greatest since day one. We about to fix that. Rappers claiming they're ripper. taking our PK. They asking if we just got it. Been about it since yesterday.
We said we bought it. We bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it. Said we bought it. We bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it. Said we bought it. We bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it. Said I'll be that man of that. And you just sit back, watch it happen. Said we bought it. We bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it. Said we bought it. We bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it. Said we bought it. We bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it. And I'll be that man of that. And you just sit back, watch it happen.
Trying to get to attic when I came from the floor. People see me and make fun of my struggle. hard that your thing up a tire. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle, we ready to rumble. It's like we came from the jungle, straight from the jungle.
To not consume any liquor, see it as I'm surrounded by people adamant about pictures and my drunken gallivant. I'll probably end up on Twitter, but honestly that's not even swaying me to reconsider. So as I indulge myself in these obvious guilty pleasures, I'll be sending messages to end all my future endeavors. Cause once a Dixie cup or two has been in my possession, only thing I care about is my bits of facial expression. And whether or not these girls just try to bought it, this liquid awesomeness got me feeling a little naughty. Sixes becoming nines, falling deeper in the mist of this summer coming, but now uncontrollable abyss. I'm standing on top of objects in someone else's apartment. Boy, in that imaginary people claiming they started a dispute with him and her. The other two over there to find a stranger with some extra drink they willing to share. And I tell them, oh, this is how I vibe, and I ain't got in the picture what I got inside my cup.
About to run that shit back. We're gonna start it back. We're about it. Now we're gonna go back into strawberry vodka. These are both MOA originals that just gets you going, gets you hype, and gets you. I don't even know. My time now, more like radio.com. Let's go.
This is Downtown Music.
Yeah, but we really got it. I be the one people hiding me down, and I just step up on the mic and these people seats are ignited. They got us screaming and hollering, saying I'm amazing, but look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous, everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think I do the, well I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one, we about to fix that. Rappers claiming they're real, but really they just from counterfeit. If you think you got it, then homie, we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting a fire ring. I told you I do this. People staring at me, you would think I was a new kid. Going toe to toe with that kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens with taking on PK. They
That's not even swaying me to reconsider. So as I indulge myself in these obvious guilty pleasures, I'll be sending messages to end all my future endeavors. Cause once a Dixie cup or two has been in my possession, only thing I care about is my best of facial expression. And whether or not these girls is trying to party, this liquid awesomeness got me feeling a little naughty. Sixes becoming nines, falling deeper in the mist of this summer coming, but now uncontrollable abyss. I'm standing on top of objects and someone else's apartment, pointing at imaginary people claiming they started a dispute with him and her. The other two over there to find a stranger with some extra drink they willing to share. And I tell them, this is how I vibe, and I ain't got in the picture what I got inside my cup. Provide me with what I'm missing, and it might be a little difficult to get my attention. Seeing as I got the strawberry fucking inside my system, and I'm like, hold on, hold on, wait, wait, wait. Material being viewed on a kitty channel. Call me foolish or despicable. All in all, it's the same. I'm just saying, strawberry vodka's taking over my brain. And this is how I vibe, and I ain't got in the picture what I got inside my cup. Provide me with what I'm missing, and it might be a little difficult to get my attention. Seeing as I got the strawberry vodka inside my system, and I'm like, hold on, hold on, wait, wait.
That was Strawberry Vodka, and I am playing a lot of Destiny later, being how the new download just came out, and I haven't played it in like a week and a half of games, after I watched Guardians of the Galaxy, of course, because it's going down in that order. But a lot of Destiny is going to be happening later, so if you find yourself on Destiny, hit me up on Xbox One at Sir Darkseid, gamertag, D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D. So, check it out. Iggy Azalea says protesters at her show were trolling, because that's what protesters fucking do, right? Among the numerous protests to take place over the past week in the wake of the grand jury's decision to not indict Officer Daniel Pantaleo, he just sounds like a racist, by the way. And I mean, names hardly ever sound racist, but Daniel Pantaleo sounds like a racist motherfucker. But that's neither here nor there. The cop who fatally choked Eric Garner was one at Bovard Auditorium at the University of Southern California last week, which, by the way, if any bunch of protesters are known for trolling, it would be ones at universities in California. Just nothing better to do with their time. Let's just go troll Iggy Azalea, you self-entitled little nitwit. According to MadameNoir.com, a die-in protest was scheduled at Bovard Auditorium on Thursday, December 4th, during an Iggy Azalea concert. In a Facebook invitation created by those who organized the die-in, Iggy Azalea was called out for appropriating black culture. Now, don't know if I agree or even care with that, but whatever. Are you angry that police are constantly getting away with murder and profiting off the loss of black lives? There may be cameras on them, but that has not stopped them from innocently walking away from their crimes, the Facebook invitation read, according to MadameNoir.com. The cameras should be on us so we can have our voices heard. Iggy Azalea will be performing in Bovard at 8 p.m. Like her or not, she has garnered the attention and fame for appropriating black culture. This is our opportunity to take her platform and help bring attention to much more important issues, which, by the way, are much more important than anything you'd be talking about. I would think if you were Iggy Azalea, you would welcome and invite these people to have their moment. I mean, hell, fucking Miley Cyrus picked that one dude up off the street, brought him to the MTV Music Awards, and instead of giving a speech when she won her award, she let that dude talk about homeless people in L.A. and the organization that they're trying to start. So, I mean, I would imagine that Iggy would at least say, hey, you know, this is your moment, guys. I'll give you some time, you know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the fucking crazy one as usual. But the Aussie rapper, who was recently nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, because she really deserves those, addressed the diehard I don't know why I keep wanting to say diehard, you know. What you gonna do? Bruce Willis on my head. The die-in on Twitter when one of her followers pointed out that an alleged die-in participant was there to shut shit down. Iggy then referred to the protesters' actions as trolling in real life. Kevin, listen to Kevin. And by the way, his face just looks so trustworthy and gay. Why do all these females now, they have more gay fans than female fans? And that should probably tell you something. But hey, you know, whatever. Listen to Kevin. No real reason. I don't know what the fuck that is. It's just to shut shit down. I don't know. But, I don't know. I don't know. It's pissing me off. It's pissing me off, people. I was talking about this the other day. Cops need to get their shit together because all they're doing is bringing people together. Ironically. You know, I mean, there was a huge point, anybody who's been following the show, you know, I'm very pro-police, you know, and a lot of the shit that goes down, I'll look at from, you know, separate points of view. And the whole, I can't remember what it was, what's his name, Trayvon Martin thing happened, I said that was a little ridiculous, but you know what I'm saying, I had my point of view. And that was that, and it was not necessarily one siding with the police, but it wasn't definitely all, you know, fuck the system, all that type of shit. But the more and more you hear about these things, it's just like, what is happening here? What is going on? What is going on? And it's making a lot more people go, what is going on? So, I mean, it comes a point where you just, as police officers, you gotta go, hey, man, listen, you choke that guy out, you had to take one for the team, or else we're all going to go down. So we're going to indict you, but maybe we can work it out so that you just lose your pension and your job, and you don't go to ass rape heaven. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like there are ways around all this get out of jail free card shit that these motherfuckers are getting away with because it's getting out of hand now. That one cop killed that kid for having a gun with no orange tip. And then other precincts tried to say, oh, well, you know, if the gun had the orange tip on there, the cop would have known it was a toy. What the fuck? The kid was, come on, common sense. At least, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. Put me in the situation. I don't know how I'm going to react. I can tell you this, though. I highly doubt I'm going to shoot a motherfucker right off a jump and just unload a whole bunch of clips into a kid. It seems crazy to me, especially when I have a bulletproof vest and the gun in, if you're thinking about it in actual terms, a gun in the hands of a child that small, the kickback alone forces him to have terrible aim. You have way a lot of chance to talk this kid down in the event that it was a real gun. In this case, it was a toy gun, and that cop off free. So, I mean, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but hey, what do I know? I'm just some schmuck on a radio show. Mountain Dew announces launch of Green Label Sound open call. Green Label Sound has teamed up with its former artist RAC and the popular streaming music service SoundCloud for an open call, a national talent search for up-and-coming musicians. The winner of the contest will receive a package including $50,000 grant towards recording an EP, contract? I don't know. There's so many typos on this sometimes. But contact with RAC, a music video, and the opportunity to perform at the Green Label House at SXSW 2015, the premier music event. Speaking to the influence of Green Label Sound and SoundCloud, RAC says, after years of doing remixes, I released my first original track with Green Label Sound. Their support kickstarted a whole new side of my career. They gave me resources to do things that I had no way of doing on my own. I also owe a lot to SoundCloud. They created an environment for artists to flourish and find a fan base which didn't exist before. I'm thrilled to work with Dew and SoundCloud for Green Label Sound open call, and it makes me so happy that they are continuing to support new artists. Through December 26, aspiring musicians across the genres are invited to visit Green Label's SoundCloud page to submit an original piece of work for consideration by a panel of judges, including RAC and music industry veteran Mark Echo, founder and chief brand officer of Complex. 10 semifinalists will be selected, and the contest winner will be chosen through a combination of judges' input and consumer votes submitted from January 19th to 30th, 2015. For complete rules and regulations, Green Label Sound open call, visit Green Label's SoundCloud page. Those are a lot of words. That's awesome, by the way. I will be entering that, if not tonight, tomorrow, or at some point this week, because that's tits. Good times. Yeah, do it now. Go online and register, promote. If you are serious about your craft, then do so, because I will do so, and maybe you'll see me performing at Mountain Dew some shit or the other in some fuck off woods somewhere on the snow. So that would be really cool if that happened. Really cool. We're going to play some more music. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And then we are going to, you know, be right back after these brief messages and all that good stuff. So, you know, just stick around. Well, music first. Music first, then commercial. Good times, good times. Let's work. This is MOA. Man of Action.
Wake up.
My time now.
Makeup. Out the door we go so we can shake up. The world in our hands, fix up, look sharp, it's time to get a couple grand. It's my time now, like cable, I'm on demand. So you can go tell everybody that I'm the man. Pack your backpacks and lunches, kiss your fan goodbye, cause when you're in the muscle house, we stay focused and grind. Nowadays, people been getting comfy, lounging hard, sleeping on their love seats. And they wonder why they so beat, cause they put no work in, all they do is eat. Is here, the mind is willing, there is no feeling, it's protein wrapped in the building. The blend is finished, the shake is dinner, it's time to show the world how we stay winning. No need for biceps, all you need is the right step. Left foot, right foot, grind time, our time, now you know what's next. Let's work, 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 let's work. Hate up, I see you in the corners with your makeup. You better take the chance, use the exit before I have to make up the time to kick you out myself. Lots of jealousy in the building, wondering how I stay working. I'm mentally hustling, staying haunting the movement. I'm mentally trusting God, so I won't be losing any step in my direction. Gotta make the right connection. Work at TMR, gotta throw the big salute. Step to my level, join the rest of the new recruits. Everybody's filling these kicks like a big boot. We hustle from the bottom like it's grinding in the room. Time to dig deep. Push it to the limit, everything you see. I work hard to get it. It's open house at the muscle house. Better bring your resume if you want to impress me. No need for biceps. All you need is the right step. Left foot, right foot, grind time, our time. Now you know what's next. Let's work, 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 let's work.
We're going to be right back after these messages. T. Furry, tell us what you got for us.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Curfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the mic. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my...
You know what, Marie? I was thinking about buying a new sex toy, and I really want to buy one, but I'm strapped for cash. What can I do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mitch. If you go to adamandeve.com, More Like Radio has a promo code for you where you can get 50% off your favorite sex toy.
Hold on. Are you saying I can get the sexy slave kit for 50% off?
I'm saying absolutely you can get the full-on sexy slave kit. Just use promo code DEAL48 on checkout.
So if I use DEAL48 and I get my double Dutch dildo, is that all I get?
No, you don't, Mitch. Once you get your double Dutch dildo, you're going to also receive 3 adult DVDs for some inspiration with that double
Perfect,
Dutch dildo.
Perfect, because I still use a DVD player.
Excellent, I'm glad you do. But not only that, you're also going to get a free extra gift with your purchase, and also you'll receive free shipping on your entire order.
It's like Christmas in my pants.
Except you're having it this year.
Do you think Trust Us We're Hot is a show just for girls?
Phone on silent.
Stockings or panties? She seduced him in the kitchen. That's really... really suns up right there. That's hard.
Hey, guess what? This is what I want. It now.
First of all, I don't look flat.
Trust Us We're Hot, every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern, a show for men.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode. Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
Shy Kids.
Saturdays, noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow, down. Wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol Wi-Fi. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Oh, you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back.
There
now.
You guys are.
Sorry,
look,
Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you. Yeah, I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Yeah, JJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Was in that chair. We talked about Blue Streak.
I love it.
He played a role in your life, I believe. How do you feel about him as a person, as an artist?
Martin Lawrence is the guy that showed everybody you can make it from D.C. to Hollywood. And I had a personal stake in his success. Every time he did something, it made me feel inspired and really good. And he was always real nice to me. He'd sit me down, what's going on with you, baby boy? What? We'd talk about comedy, whatever. And, you know, when we did Blue Streak, we were promoting it, and Martin had a stroke. He almost died. And then after that, I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God, Martin, are you okay? And he said, I got the best sleep I ever got in my life. That's how tough he is. So let me ask you this. What is happening in Hollywood that a guy that tough will be on the street waving a gun, screaming, they are trying to kill me?
Yeah.
What's going on? Why is Dave Chappelle going to Africa? Why does Mariah Carey make a $100 million deal and take clothes off on TRL? A weak person cannot get to sit here and talk to you. Ain't no weak people talking to you. So what is happening in Hollywood? Nobody knows. The worst thing to call somebody is crazy, is dismissive. I don't understand this person, so they're crazy. That's bullshit. These people are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick.
More like radio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
And keep coming. It does. But except in My Time Now's case, it's not talk, it's music. And it doesn't keep on. It always is. And we're going to start with Max Starr. Slapper. Hashtag. You know what time it is.
I said we hit them in the club. And we need to be tough. Everybody show the love. Hesitating, but cocksucker, I get green. When you see me in the streets, say, what's up, my nigga? Yeah. Keep it cool, you ain't got.
nigga. Nah, fuck my niggas, better duck my niggas. If you on my team, I can trust my nigga. I bring to you slappers, only the real folks know. When it comes to these slappers, only the real folks show. Got a deal for show. And I'll bust your man, son. And it's going through his head like a fucking handgun. So, you know how your boy roll. Cause this song is a slapper. Everybody lose control.
This beat slap, don't it? This music slap, don't it?
Somebody keep messing with me. I'm dangerous. I'm scared of myself. They call me Snap and Pop because I snap and I will pop your ass in the mouth. Don't mess with me.
Good, right? You're didn't get a minister. She didn't get her ambitions there. She didn't get her conversations there. She didn't get her motivations there. She didn't get her self expectations there. She didn't give anything to you. But she looks good, right? Oh yeah. She's a 10, right? Oh, oh, oh. You can show her out to all your friends, right?
I'm a bully, watch the punchline hurt you, huh? Make you wanna stay up past curfew. Team hot, boy, you'll make us like fear you. Riding on the beat like I ain't know you heard you. Neither did I, but between you and I just want a piece of the pie. Rise to the top, part of the flock, breaking the lock. Shot the cop, spinning the stop, getting him rocked. Secretly wishing that he would just pop. Looking at me like, as you gon' need this beat. And I'm like, I'm shocked. When I'm the clock, you're the mouse and I'm the hawk. When the album drop, they're like, I'm sorry, man, that's sad to die. Turn a stick, go find a mob. You must not get analyzed. Seriously, beat it, man. Go out there and find a song. It's musty, you must be, I must be, and whoops. Team wasted like a white boy buggy. And I ain't signing sheet, man. Please don't bug me. We need to smash it and pass that on. Pass that on, pass that on. Just love me, it's almost a fetish. All of my songs are on playlists and everything.
Damn right, we ain't doing no favors. And police ain't doing no favors for nobody ever in their life. So, you know, that was Leak Summers busting up the truth. And here's a little bit more truth. Crooked Eye says that, or maybe not as he's known, KXNG Crooked says police brutality is everybody's problem. Ferguson, Mike Brown, and the numerous police brutality stories that have recently made headlines have been a hot topic. Some in hip-hop have spoken out, but very few at the top have made their voices heard on the situation. KXNG Crooked, the rapper formerly known as Crooked Eye, recently sat down with Hip Hop DX at the DX headquarters and talked about Mike Brown. Talked about the Mike Brown non-indictment and police brutality in general. Crooked says police brutality isn't just a black problem; it's a problem for everyone. We really need to organize and douse something, or do. See, they be tripping, and do something about that. He said when asked about recent stories of police brutality. It's a problem for everybody, man. It's everybody's problem. We can't allow the police to come kill the youth. Any rappers who want to get on the front lines, I'll get with you. KXNG Crooked also noted that most hip-hop artists on the top of the charts have been silent about Ferguson and police brutality, something different from previous years in the genre. I don't even know if the guys at the top have it in them to organize like that, he said with concern. I think if hip-hop organizers, we can change a lot of things in the community. I've seen it back when they was doing it. We're all in the same gang. My bigger brothers and were all gangbangers. We're all gangbanging, my uncle and cousins and all that. And they was with that movement like, you know, this is some shit that needs to change. Hip-hop sparked that. Self-destruction. Now it's like, what can you do when the top men, all they do is talk about twerk? Motherfuckers don't really have it in their mind. They don't care about Mike Brown until it's them. It can be you. And I think that is super relevant and super just actual, you know? I mean, it's crazy how many mainstream at the top artists don't say anything about the type of shit that's going on, you know? Like, they just, shit just flies under the radar and nothing is said, you know? The artists, you know, aren't really doing much, you know? You got this self-proclaimed, self-proclaimed urban Beatles, Migos, you know, the Truth, as proclaimed by Q-Tip. You got Lil Wayne, you know. What's happening to the culture that no one's standing up for anything? No one's speaking out. No one's getting on the front lines. I mean, yeah, you got J. Cole out there doing a little some. Of course, you got Macklemore out there doing some. And that's the other thing. Like, why is it the white MCs and the white artists are now doing what the black artists used to do? I mean, it's really interesting and it's bizarre almost, you know, that no one wants to step up to this and go, hey, this isn't right. I mean, I've heard a couple songs about the whole Eric Garner thing. One song, I Can't Breathe, but in fact, I think it was by Crooked. So, I mean, with that being said, it's like, there's not a lot happening right now with it. You know, some people need to, these artists, these self-proclaimed hip-hop artists needs to step up and they need to start doing something. They need to start saying something and letting the people know what's up. But, what you gonna do? And some more fucking bizarre-ass news. Just fucking weird, yo. Rolling Stone names Kanye West's 808 and Heartbreak one of the most groundbreaking albums of all time. First off, I don't think Rolling Stones should be commenting on hip-hop, but it's not saying it's one of the most groundbreaking hip-hop albums of all time, just in general. So, I mean, hey, I don't know. Let's read. There's no doubt that Kanye West changed the hip-hop tide and the conversation numerous times. He, among others, have been unafraid to push the envelope and try something different. Rolling Stone recently recognized the efforts of Mr. West, ranking his 808 and Heartbreak album one of the most groundbreaking albums of all time. Kanye West's auto-tune heavy, emotionally naked fourth album came after a brutal year during which his mother died and his engagement broke up. The famed music based magazine wrote, but the albums cavernous sound and exposed soul lyrics confused even those who had been aware of West's recent trials. Its core aesthetics was like nothing in hip hop. Freshly butchered feelings, enumerated in detail, but masked in digital processing, beds of spare synths used to balance a mix of singing and rapping. However, over time it served as a new template for up-and-comers in hip-hop and R&B. Drake cited West as his budding sound's most influential person when he was hustling mixtapes, while artists like Future further tweak the idea of using auto-tune as a way to convey emotions that evoke too much feeling when spoken explicitly. Now, holy shit. When you say it like that, it sounds fucking deep as fuck. It makes me want to go back and re-listen to the album. I mean, okay, I take everything back in the beginning of this article that I said. Maybe. Shit. Fuck, when that shit is well articulated. Let's just be real for a second. Like, that shit makes it sound like the fucking most groundbreaking album of all time. Damn. Kanye released his fourth studio album, 808s and Heartbreak, in 2008. Initially, the LP was met with mixed reviews as West strayed from his usual sound in favor of more auto-tune-based melody. Over time, the album has widely been recognized as one that changed the genre. Other hip-hop albums mentioned include Dr. Dre's The Chronic, Public Enemies, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, and Run DMC's self-titled debut. That's crazy. I mean, it makes me want to go back and listen. It makes me feel like maybe 808 and Heartbreak. It's been a minute. I mean, I'm not going to front. I still get down with, I'm not loving you when you wanted to. Okay, so I mean, I still get down with it, but maybe I need to go back and give it a rewind. Let that shit play. Let it ride. Let's let it ride. See what I feel. See what I can find. I don't know. Maybe. Let's go ahead and roll us on up out of here, man. We're going to play some jams. We're going to start off with some more Leak Summers. We're going to go into X Phase. We're going to go into the song that I, Sir Darkside, a.k.a. Johnny Five, will be submitting to Green Label Sound. Then we're going to go into more Max Star featuring Rick's Rumble, We The Truth. And we're going to get into Peter Jones, Trell Mack, and Sean Archer. We gonna end this shit, and we gonna end this shit right. You know why? Because it's my time now. But you already know what time it is.
It's a lot of booty. It's kind of weird that I like to work for 6 million people. All right, I can't sing, I can't act, I'm dumb, I'm a hillbilly, but I can twerk.
Yo, this is the truth, 12's right. riding on your 24s. Peeping at it for a minute, boy. Boy, yeah, you know I'm thinking about the bigger picture. Cause it's all about your image, you don't get it, look. I'm talking with it, trying to make a meal, nigga. But I get the feeling y'all, but you little niggas. Man, fuck it, whatever. Keep throwing money in the bucket, we be stacking forever. That's on some real boss shit if you ain't out. But now we got bottles, music, and plenty out, yeah. We be zone it, to the mount it, good marijuana. Got me sitting higher than you, honest, what a god, what a god. What you know about me?
No, nothing else matter, boy, I'm about to get the cheddar, motherfucker, motherfucker.
Okay, everybody finna eat food, boy, to the man. I just need $100,000, like, for real. And I'ma throw it in your face, twerking that booty all over the place. Look how you do it in a minute. Look at that back right here, let's see it. Stepped up in the building, and I'm about to make a killer. Why you niggas gotta hate? Probably cause I'm iced out, like the frosting on the cake. I don't gotta fuck with nobody, no time for sorry. Most hoes be on me, they turn it on, lace on your ball like I'm Kobe. And all these hoes know me, they twerk it like you want me, bitch. Gone girl, do your thing. Bend that ass over like you grab a chain. She drop it down low like, oh shit.
Now pop it like Cyrus.
Like for real, and I'ma throw it in your face. Twerking that booty all over the place. Like how you do it in a minute. Put that ass back right here. Let's see it. My me, I'm both grown out and moved on from PG. I need some laptop, like no more PC. So keep your man to run around like laps at PE. Telling me we're at a party, wasted from drinking. Wave after wave till you fell off the deep end. I'm talking shot after shot of tequila. Tequila put me in a bed full of dimes like a parking meter. Wasn't hard to greet it, it was automatic. Now I got a body flipping like an acrobatic. That's a new gang, fuck you exos. And you wonder why I never say those.
Look.
What you know about me?
You know I'm nothing else matter, boy, I'm about to cut the cheddar, motherfucker, motherfucker.
Okay, everybody finna eat food, boy, to the man. I just need $100,000, like, for real. And I'ma throw it in your face, twerking that booty all over the place. Like how you do it in a minute. Put that ass back right here, let's see it.
Because I'm in the vicinity now. So what is up? Nowadays you gotta kill somebody to get love. What the fuck? You dummies are dumb, son. Put back your tongue, get the smack in your gum. I can't believe what my eyes have seen. Music has become a magazine. It's all about the looks, the physical appeal. What happened to the skill? Even keeping it real, what's the deal?
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something
new.
Just looking for someone true. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something new.
Find me in the tri-state, that is where the real at. When I blow, I know New Jersey finna feel that. I'm known to kick a trill rap. I got all the ill facts. Yeah, I really chill back. The dudes who blast and kill cats. Spit it so hard that a snitch just might go. Run and tell Vibo that white kid is psycho. Yeah, that's just what I'm like, though. You heard me all right, bro. Check my rap genius. That ain't a fucking typo. Nope. And I will never let up on Vedetta, cause the people with the cheddar never see the rainy weather. Shit, I'll admit you rich, bitch, if you admit we better. We clever, put words together like the greatest rappers ever. I've been rapping, but now my shit is getting around. I started to lose and I'm winning it now. The devil is me, I'm sitting it proud. And looking for the sound to leave them all astounded. People think they found it, but I don't think the crown fits, so
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something untrue. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something new. Foolish, the stupid truth is, doesn't matter what room that you in. Vision is blurry cause your bulb's too dim. You can't find a rhyme cause your skull's too thin. What am I missing? Why do y'all listen? Harass literally looks like some raw chicken. I'll never know why. Seek to meet you, just a male version of the baby, 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 oh guy. You're shitting boy all the time, cause boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime. And next time you get on stage and try to rock on, do us all a favor and please put a bra on. Come on, your contribution is worthless, and nobody wanna see you shirtless. It gets me nervous. You are the equivalent of having no cell phone service. That's why I keep searching
for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for something untrue. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who
is it you
who wants to give me something thin new.
Original art is never created in the safe middle ground, but always at the edge. Originality is dangerous. If you want to increase the sum of what is possible for human beings to say, to know, to understand, and therefore in the end, to be, you actually have to go to the edge, push outwards. It can be shocking or ugly, or to use that catch-all term so beloved of the tabloid press, controversial. Originality is dangerous.
I be on my Batman tip, my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this nerdcore bit. And you know they call me Flash cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with a girl, you can ask your chick. She said the pipe's so good, now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I had to let her go, I make a splash with every flow. You think my name was Garrett Ghost, these other rappers magic off and I ain't talking miracles. So they getting seismic tossed out, I'm the last level of games. I'm talking boss out, play some cats that ain't got no lives. I'm talking lost out, I need a girl that's savage, you cool and blonde. I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani, she's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash they spittin', so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end the rapper tragic, but you cannot be my brother. One beat if you are not having. Get it? Cyclops, have it, brother. Got you, nerd god, nerd talking, you all awful. These new rappers fade out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry they're so mean. I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess it's the X gene. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk tough, act punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I don't pull the Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragonzord, summon with the mic in my hand, a life that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye. We Hawkeyes, and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames, get blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like each and every night. God-like skills with the pen Godzilla. Dragonzord, Megamorph, Metaphor Killer. Droid, nerdy boy, Tony Stark, liver, Megatron, folk, don't sleep on a heavy hitter, wake up!
Once upon a time, in any trap worldwide, real niggas. Max Star, please speak.
A psycho, I might go crazy on the beat. But you the type, though, that might go fugazi in the streets. Matter of fact, you probably get lazy with your beats. Flower ass nigga, you a daisy with the heat. You ain't popping nothing with your fake pop off triggers. You ain't hard, you ain't never popped off, nigga. Just be yourself, fuck the tough guy act. Put your hands on us, you'll get touched right back. I stay being overlooked when I should be overbooked. My shots stay getting robbed when I should be overcrooked. But that's the life of a go-getter. Give me the mic, man, it's time to warm up. No sweater. And when I die and go to hell, I have to answer Satan and feel the heat's radiation like a cancer patient. And plus I'm hasty, I really can't stand the waiting. Let a nigga free my mind, emancipation. From the east to the west,
from the west to the west,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
From the north to the south,
from the north to the south,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Whether the hood or the trap, we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Fake niggas better hide, cause real niggas coming through, yeah.
I had something to say, I can't remember the day. Time flies, but it flew, I guess it's similar to way. I give him the truth, now tell me what is the difference with you. Every time you get in the booth, you suddenly split into two. I can't lie, I'm more equipped for this move, man. To be the best at what I typically do. Send shots flickering through, and whether they hitting you dudes, I wouldn't give one more or less fuck. I'm still getting it through. Get it? Moralist fuck. I am one moralist fuck. A cocky rapper like you are not important as us. Organized threat, you are not important like us. I'm talking overseas, making mentees by the bunch. When Mike sees ever to ever scratching me on the crutch. Like this hip hop game, no joke. Shout out to Young Russo Cat and all of my folks. It's just a matter of time before we off in the coast. And I ain't gonna lie, I hope all of y'all smoke. So when I get off of the plane, I got something left. I got something left for. From the east to the west,
from the west to the west,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
From the north to the south,
from the north to the south,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Whether the hood or the trap, we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Fake niggas better hide, cause real niggas coming through.
My version is scientific. I define prolific, divide all my time to kick it, then write all these rhymes and lines that I line up. You probably sniff it. Like, let's be specific, just to simply listen. Getting you pissed with no pot to piss in. Now shut the fuck up and listen. Fix the rhyme position in my position. I make the decisions who's rhyming sick. And if you ain't part of my clique, or I don't acknowledge your shit, then you ain't part of my clique, and I don't acknowledge your shit.
See, I don't wanna hear shit from my therapies. Plus, I'm an alien, my presence makes you very weak. And your evil dress is bummy and barely speaks. But my devil wears Prada, Meryl Streep. Understand the nigga, Ritz will rumble. Lay your ass out or your shit will tumble. Smash they look, fuck the cash they took. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Truth,
from the east to the west,
from the west to the west,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
From the north to the south,
from the north to the south,
we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Whether the hood or the trap, we the truth.
We the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Fake niggas better hide, cause real niggas coming through.
We the truth.
Yeah. This has been an organized threat. An Epic City collabo. Max Star. Rick's Rumble. Far from ordinary. Yeah.
Street knowledge.
Yeah, it's the ball, you the question. You witnessing the rise of a super saiyan, Peter Jones. And this time, he broke the whole team with him.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind, bang. Nigga, with your mind.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, where your mind back? Niggas better watch where they mind at, new pilot hijack.
deck and it conscious, you heard? Content from a young scholar, priest to the nation, I don't crap low dollar, but I make them holler till they get strapped up from the ghost that they just swallow. From these words and these verses, these niggas malnourished, they hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I met Blondes Convergence, make non-believers learn that, yeah, we came from the bottom, made it on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn, 007 with the golden arm, take one shot, let it go, you're gone. These lame rappers keep holding on, we're rolling on, yeah, from the sun up though, don't get scared when I run up though, tryna say I wasn't on the come up though, cause they never heard me on the come up show, but we run these streets, run these beats like we're police, what's through the dumb is old to me, crashing shit like DODs, you will see the takeover, not Jigga Man or Jehovah, get your Philly hip hop makeover, better yet nigga hanging space over the brakes over.
SKE, motherfucker, with your mind bang, nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind bang, nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind bang.
Peter Jones ain't kill these niggas. What I'ma do, I'ma kill these niggas. Cause I don't feel these niggas. All these nerd ass rappers, and I'm tired of your little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a boob up. Put it straight to your head, switch your shit like Coolio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Bring heat like LeBron. Y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you no fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in death flow. Looney, so I got him saying, whoa, Black Rob, hold up. I'm about to blow up. When it's all said and done, they're gonna know us. They say hip hop is dead, well, you better be scared, cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers. Y'all niggas is dead, y'all rappers is weird, y'all ain't no ghosts, no soldiers. Y'all some clowns that want no beef, no, it ain't what's Khalif when my niggas roll up. Cause they got guns in the backpack, and a Mac in the back with a lack at. Pull up, let the window down, like, what's up now, pop now. And ain't no way you gonna stop that. SKE, motherfucker.
SKE, motherfucker, with your mind bang, nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind bang, nigga, yeah, with your mind, nigga, yeah, nigga, with, yeah, your mind bang.
You know what time it is. Sassy the rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. Ah, we good music like it's Kanye. I feel good with $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like a Kobe, baby. Got an attitude like who's fucking with the Vista. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, that's a bullet with a trigger block. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. AKA a bad dude, I bring it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustle and cash rules. My mojo, when I come with the fofo, you better whoop to the popo when I squeeze the info dough. These fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built the glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. Y'all was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you and laugh at money. Broke nigga, I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fuck a 600 bits, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the country that I got next. Old niggas better move over, I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches riding around, they be laughing in the new rover. On the same, he would be the joke, you better do over, nigga. Know where the competition and know where the proposition and I've been the cack and roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you forget how to hit the rewind button? And you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody with a Trinidad J's, I'm on flat. And if you want more, you better grab your gun.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind bang, nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind bang, nigga, with your mind, nigga, nigga, with your mind bang.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mind bang. Or, in this case, it's the MLR. And it's MTN. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and tuning out and coming through when you didn't have to. Sticking around when you didn't have to wait and just always listening and being cool and mellow with me. Definitely stick around because Dutch and Royce is up next. You're not going to want to miss that. Follow us on the Twitter at It's MTN, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, or you can feel free to flirt with us and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ It's MTM, N, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy. I mean, it's really that simple. And if you want to follow the man, the myth, the nerdcore legend himself, Johnny Five, feel free to do so. You can follow me on Twitter at Dark Side Rules, and I know it's very hard, it's complicated, because everybody wants to spell Dark Side, S-I-D-E, but it's actually D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D, it's I before E, except after me, because S-E-I-D, that's the I-D, so follow me on Twitter, I might even follow you back, and Iggy Azalea, come on, shut it down. Not that, come on. You get our honorable mention for the night. Everybody who is avid listeners knows what that honorable mention is. Once again, thank you guys for coming out. See you next week. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks for listening. Dutch and Royce is up next. Stay tuned. Good night. Iggy Azalea, you know what time it is, because it's that time where we shut it down. We tell you to turn it off. Turn it up and turn it in, because it's game over.